Hello and welcome to another Sustainable Wine Podcast with me, Hannah Holmari. You're listening to our Sustainable Wine Roundtable member interview series, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Magdalena Pesquez, who is the General Manager at Wines of Argentina. So, Magdalena, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Hannah. Thank you. I'm really happy to be here today.
Why don't you start by telling us a little bit more about Wines of Argentina and what sustainability means to the organization?
This organization has been working since 1993. We are in charge of promoting the brand Vino Argentino worldwide. And in addition to this, we also play an important role by guiding Argentina's export strategy by studying and analyzing the changes in our consumer market and also providing services to wineries across the country because we represent wineries from all over Argentina. It's a huge task because diversity is one of the main things in our country, you know. During the pandemic, Wines of Argentina decided to be a real game changer. That's why sustainability is so important to us. So with a new board and direction, we decided to start working in five pillars. One of them is sustainability because we are working toward a sustainable, diverse, and inclusive viticulture in Argentina. And along to that, the other four pillars are related to culture of innovation, digital transformation, as you can imagine, was crucial during the pandemic, integrity. So we are now developing our ethic code. We are changing our statutes to adapt to the new scenario. And of course, creating more collaborative networks. Because we also find out that sustainability needs a lot of network because we are a big country. We have more than 1,000 wineries. We have 18 producing regions by now. We have to work in a very collaborative way to introduce and also to push these good practices.
As you said, Argentina is a huge country with many, many wineries with diverse conditions. But do you think that there are any common sustainability challenges and opportunities throughout the country as a whole now and in the years to come?
Definitely. I think that water management is the most important for us. The main wine producing areas are based in the west of Argentina. The west of Argentina is where the Andes mountains are. And this area has desertic conditions and a continental climate. So the development of new areas in Uco Valley, for instance, which is one of the most well-known areas in Argentina right now, are conditioned by the water accessibility. Thus, here we have an opportunity to develop new areas in the south, in the Patagonia, and the east of the country, like the Atlantic area, like Entre Rios area in the northwest of the country. We are also working to develop new areas in Chubut, in Santa Cruz. So the search of water is giving us the possibility to develop new regions and also making this lack of this very important resource is giving us the opportunity to be very conscious of how we are managing the resource in the West, in Mendoza, for instance, San Juan, which are the main producing areas of Argentina.
Yes, water availability is absolutely an incredibly a salient issue for many wineries across the world.
And as we have a continental climate, we don't have a big problem with rains and with, you know, other challenges that maybe other areas in the world are facing right now. This is crucial for us.
And alongside sustainable water management, are there any other key sustainability initiatives that Wines of Argentina is leading on to support wineries?
Yes, the first one, I think it was introducing the topic in the agenda to show how important and necessary it is for the development of Vino Argentino. And here, supporting other organizations that had been working on this topic since 2010, for instance, was a must. I'm talking about the case of the Protocol of Sustainability developed by Bodegas de Argentina. This was the main thing, starting to really talk about this in a broader way. The second thing that we are doing at Wines of Argentina is trying to find financial assistance to help small and medium-sized companies, wineries, to mainstream good sustainability practices and certify the sustainability protocol, certify organic, certify biodynamic, you know, establishing all the good practices that are available right now. I think this is the main two things that we can do right now, and we are doing, in fact.
And when it comes to certification, do you find that there is an increasing demand from consumers for sustainably certified wine?
For wineries, it's very important, and I think that consumers are paying more attention to this. Of course, the buyers and media is also paying attention to this. So I think after the pandemic, things change. This is not something that you can choose to have certifications or not. Nowadays, producing in an organic way is the new conventional. This is what we think in Argentina. That's why it's so important to have more small and medium-sized companies achieving these certifications, because the market requires, and also it's a moral thing for us. You have to take care of the resources you have. Otherwise, there's no future for the viticulture.
Wines of Argentina won the AL Invest Series last year, and this is an EU-funded program to promote sustainable growth and job creation in Latin America. So your sustainability project, Sustenta Vitis, won the funding. Can you tell us about the program and your plans?
First, it was a really nice surprise because we won, but there were 136 proposals submitted during the first call for AL Invest Verde. So 25 projects were selected, and WAFA Sustentabilities was one of them. It was the first time that we achieved something like that. So we are really proud as a team. It's a huge motivation to continue working, no? In this way, it was also a big success because in this way, the organization was the beneficiary of a non-reimbursable contribution of 300,000 euros from the European Union. So we will have 24 months to execute this program. We also have a European partner called Interco Aquitaine. So we will be working together on the development of this project. This project is so important for us because it's in line with our institutional vision towards a sustainable, diverse, and inclusive viticulture. It involves a series of lines of action whose implementation will positively impact wineries in our country. Also, deepening the communication of sustainability as one of the characteristics of the Vino Argentino. This project has four main components. The first one is WAFA Sustains, which is the assistance and transfers to implement improvements in the production phase of wineries and achieve certifications, which were the thing that we were discussing before. Also, WAFA Recovers, which is the assistance to wineries in the recovery of waste and also creating interinstitutional agreements to manage the waste. Here is so important the circular economy. This is one of the main things of this project. Of course, we have to work towards the awareness. So there's a program for the dissemination of good practices and communication campaigns. And finally, WAFA Innova. We are working to create our second challenge innovation. And this is also an interinstitutional and interbusinesses project that will help to create innovative solutions to different problematics that we have. And of course, that the small and medium-sized wineries have.
A very important program. And in the beginning, you mentioned the words inclusivity and diversity. And Wines of Argentina is very active in cultivating such a culture with equal opportunities in the world of wine. You have a Women of Argentina platform set up to drive these efforts. Could you tell us a bit about the platform, the goals it has, and why these are still so important?
First of all, I have to say that this platform was the result of the first Open Innovation Challenge that we ran in 2021. So we are very proud of it. And second is because Wines of Argentina is committed to taking decisive measures in order to advance equal opportunities in the workplace, the market, and the community. We are concentrating our efforts on developing strategies for equality between men and women. the Women of Argentina platform has 9 objectives and tasks. The first one is strengthen the role of women in the sector, break gender stereotypes, share positive equity practices, and stimulate respect and visibility. This is an important thing. Women in the wine industry has been always, but the problem was that they had no visibility. It was something that we had to change. We feel with the team that we had to change that because there were so many talented women doing things, very important things in the wine industry, that it was about time to change this. Also, listen and value voices. Encourage inclusive leadership, which is another important thing for us. Communicate responsibly. Since Wines of Argentina is in charge of communicating the brand Vino Argentino, our communication needs to be responsible in every single level. Also, be productive, profitable, and retain talent, which is one of the main problems that the companies are facing right now. And I think after a pandemic, it was very clear situation, how we manage the talent, how we retain the talent in our companies. Of course, promote equality through example. You cannot say that you are inclusive and egalitarian if you are not working and behaving like that. So we are changing our statute to establish these good practices, to have a board of members with a gender parity. And these small steps are very important because it gives a real background to what we are communicating. It's not just a thing of a marketing campaign, putting beautiful ladies, you know, holding a glass of wine or talking about our great winemakers and engineers. Is more deeper than that.
So what kind of progress have you seen to date when it comes to inclusivity in the Argentinian wine sector?
These actions involve, among other points, the access and balanced representation between men and women in Wines of Argentina. This was the first step, working inside our institution. So with this egalitarian approach to aspects such as remuneration, conciliation, co-responsibility tasks, the generation of conditions and instruments that guarantee an environment free of situations of harassment and violence, it helped to give a good example to other companies. First thing was organizing and implementing these good practices inside Wines of Argentina itself. The other thing is that we are working on a more ambitious plan, and these next steps implies 2 things. The first one is working on a bill that guarantees a female quota in all the associations, schools, and councils of the province of Mendoza. And this has a legal support by the government. And also from Wines of Argentina, we are working to implement a series of trainings with good practices of equity in the workplace for the wineries. In this way, the wine sector has the possibility of generating agreements with governments of other provinces, with other organizations, and extend to wineries of every single part of Argentina these good practices. And why we're doing this? Because a couple of months ago, we started doing diagnosis. Along with Bodegas de Argentina and AM40, we implement the first gender perspective study, which was a survey to wineries. And we found out that there was a gap in the salaries paid between female and male workers. There was a lot of conditions that needs to be improved. And that's why we are starting for this, creating like the institutional environment, giving information to wineries and the management of those wineries to implement better practices inside each of them.
What do you think are the biggest obstacles that remain to be overcome in this space?
The main obstacle, I think, is that culture. I mean, we are still in a patriarchy culture. So the main thing here is broader than the wine sector. We need a change in our vision of the world, of the life, of everything. The good thing is that at least in Argentina, better practices, we have a lot of law that works towards this change. So it's important. From my perspective, things will change when a female worker doesn't receive the question of Who is taking care of your kids while you are here? This will be the real change. Because nowadays, well, the task of taking care of your family relies on the women. This is the real change, when the real egalitarian situation will change. If a male or if the father or the mother can take care of the kids or the family or whatever in the same way. The main thing is to inspire others and open the doors to other professionals that want to be part of the wine industry.
Well, Magdalena, thank you so much for your time and for coming on the podcast and sharing your insights. And of course, we thank you for your continued support of the SWR.
Thank you very much. For us, it's really important to be part of this network. And we hope to keep working and making it bigger and broader. This is a crucial thing for our future as an industry.
To our listeners, if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe to our podcast channel and sign up on our website, www.sustainablewine.co.uk, to receive our newsletter and regular updates. And of course, if you're interested in getting involved in the SWR, please do just get in touch.